Providence Democrat John DeSimone has been at the State House for 26 years. He worked his way up from the backbench to the influential position of House Majority Leader, second only to the Speaker. DeSimone's had a good run at the Capitol. He's been powerful as a lawmaker, helping to galvanize support for Nick Mattiello to become Speaker. Years ago, DeSimone was considered so adept at placing allies on public payrolls that he earned the nickname Johnny Jobs. For a generation, he seemed to have one of the safest Democratic districts in Rhode Island until he didn't. DeSimone lost the September primary by just 21 votes to a political newcomer, Marsha Ranglin Vassell, a Providence schoolteacher. DeSimone asked for a recount, which validated Ranglin Vassell's victory. Now he's decided not to accept the voters' verdict, so he's running as a write-in candidate in November. His reason? That his opponent was propped up, as he calls it, by a liberal special interest group, the New York-based Working Families Party. This group lobbies for traditional Democratic and organized labor stances, such as raising the minimum wage. Ranglin Vassell also campaigned for ethics oversight of the assembly and what she calls common sense gun control. A few miles down the east side of Narragansett Bay lies the district represented by Democrat Jan Malik of Warren. This district takes in Warren and the southern neighborhoods of Barrington near the Warren River. Malik lost his primary to another newcomer, Democrat Jason Knight, a young lawyer. Malik says he's running as a write-in because he's worried that the Warren side of the district won't be represented. Malik lives in Warren and is the owner of a liquor store in town. He comfortably won the Warren precincts but was drubbed in the Barrington neighborhoods. His race wasn't even close. Malik, a 20-year incumbent, asserts the district is not as liberal as his opponent. Quote, the conservatives love me, the NRA loves me. People want another choice, he says. DeSimone sings much the same tune, saying he's running to fight for his neighborhood. He also said that some of his supporters forgot to vote in September or failed to disaffiliate after casting Republican presidential primary ballots for Donald Trump. So many things are wrong here that it's difficult to know where to start. Malik and DeSimone are veteran lawmakers and know well what it takes to win. History shows it's very hard to defeat incumbents who run decent campaigns. Incumbents lose because they lose touch with voters or fail to understand demographic changes in their neighborhoods. Lawmakers rarely lose because of issues. Can anyone name a rep or senator who was tossed out because of a vote on, say, 38 Studios? So far as being a Democrat, it's eye-opening to watch DeSimone court Trump voters and Malik cite conservatives and the gun lobby as top supporters. Why aren't these two Republicans? And why can't they accept that the voters spoke and decided it was time for change? Rhode Island doesn't have term limits, but we do have voters. There is some good news. Speaker Mattiello and State Democratic Chairman Joe McNamara, a Warwick lawmaker, are both supporting the primary winners. Their reasons are similar. They say Knight and Ranglin Vassell won fair and square. Write-in campaigns are nothing new. Every few election cycles, one arrogant incumbent or another refuses to accept the primary verdict and runs as a write-in. But it's hard to name even one successful write-in candidate.